everyone, and thank you for joining us. You're listening to Connecting the Dots with your host, Frosty Wooldridge. This is your top spot for down-to-earth information on how America is being affected by national political choices. You're invited to perk your ears, get out a pencil and a paper, and enjoy another rendition of an enlightening and educational and dot-connecting program. Not only does it give you the ability to understand what's happening in your world from some of the top experts in the United States, it also shows you that just plain old ordinary folks, you and me, can get down and make changes in history and become the next Susan B. Anthony or Dr. Martin Luther King or Amelia Earhart or Betsy Ross. It all takes place when you take action, and that's what this program is all about. Because really, across America today, folks are standing up and taking action. And I would like to just give you a few appreciations for that action that's going on across the country. Make sure you get that pencil and paper out, because we're going to continue to bring that information to you. And first of all, numbersusa.com is about to hit 400,000 members this week, this Friday. And I'd like to have you become a part of that. That's 400,000 members. That's unprecedented in political activism and citizen activism. And the really great deal about that is it's free. You can join up. You can get those faxes in. It's a professional sheet with your name on it with a pre-written letter. If you're very busy, it will get you going, get you moving. The website will also educate you to every aspect of what you and your children face if we allow this continued invasion of humanity of our country across our borders, both legal and illegal. Doesn't make any difference, because it's creating an overload. So go to numbersusa.com and become the 400th member, active member of an organization that's just so outstanding. Also, wehirealiens.com and minutemanhq.com. That's the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps with Chris Simcox. TheSocialContract.com. Please go at that place, go to that place, and become a quarterly subscriber. $25 for the Social Contract Quarterly that will educate you as to what we're doing and what's happening to our country and what you can do about it. FairUS.org. That's FAIRUS.org. The Fair is the Federation of American Immigration Reform. And Alipac, ALIPAC.US with William Gein in North Carolina. CarryingCapacity.org with David Durham in California. And for those of you who want to be part of the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride, go to www.21stcenturypaulreveride.us and send in for one of those PRR t-shirts. They're $15, which includes the $4 for the mailing, and you will help support the Paul Revere Riders of 2006. I've got 250 of those shirts left right now. State your size, get your return address on there, and I'll get that into the mail to you. It's a fantastic t-shirt. You can go to that website, and it'll give you a picture of the t-shirt. You can see all of us wearing those t-shirts last year, and I still wear mine. It is an instant conversation piece. Also, make sure you go to my weekly, biweekly articles and columns in newswithviews.com, mortyscabin.com, rinse.com, federalobserver.com, opednews.com, americanchronicle.com, and make sure you go to patriotunion.org, patriotunion.org. And as many of you know, I just finished the series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans. That series is now at newswithviews.com, rinse.com, and americanchronicle.com. And it really lays out in very soberingly appreciative ramifications of all that are going to really befall all of us if we allow the next added 100 million people into this country in the next 30 years. So hopefully you are on top of that. And this evening, of course, we will have an outstanding guest that we are going to finish the interview with, Mr. Richard Rankin. And so thanks for joining us. We're going to go right now to a commercial break and be right back with you, Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered. Our esteemed elders are euthanized. and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Rulidge, and this evening we have an outstanding guest, and really a man I've stood on the same stage with, and he is the director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps here in Denver, Colorado, and we got a chance just on Tuesday to speak with him just enough to really appreciate what he's doing, what we're doing here in Colorado, but also what we can do across the nation. And Richard shows you that the key is that anybody, everybody, every American citizen, every mom and dad can get involved in changing the course of history, changing the course of what's coming and what's happening to our nation. And I'd like to once again welcome back Richard Rankin. Thanks for joining us again tonight, Richard.
Thanks, Rusty. It's my pleasure.
You know, we got a few thoughts last night, but we want to really go into more depth this evening. Could you give just a appreciation for what's happening in the state of Colorado from the standpoint of crime, standpoint of the prisons, standpoint of the hospitals, standpoint of our highways, certainly our schools, and what's been happening to them? Because we are estimated to have somewhere around 400 to over 500,000 illegal aliens in the state of Colorado.
Right, and my goodness, Frosty, it's such an honor to be talking to you tonight. There are so many people that know so much more about these issues even than I do, because my role as the director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps is to organize volunteers to go down to the border, watch for people crossing the border, and then here in the state to organize protests and work against day labor sites and all those things. But, you know, the bottom line is, as you say, there are so many. We talked Tuesday about House Bill, or I'm sorry, 1313.
Correct.
And the ID requirements to get a Colorado driver's license. And the arguments behind that bill that say basically we're putting too much burden on the homeless and elderly that don't have documentation and things like that. And you just compare the numbers and there is no weighing the equities. There's no way we should be focused on that to the detriment of secure and verifiable ID. We could spend the whole hour, Frosty, you know this, going down a litany of the people who've died in traffic accidents from uninsured, unlicensed drivers, people who've been murdered by illegal aliens that skip town. It's just, it goes on and on and on, not to mention the costs of hospitalization and Medicaid and the costs of anchor babies and the emergency rooms that are full, and there's no end. And I don't think those problems are unique to Colorado. I think all of your listeners are probably experiencing those same things in their states.
Well, they most definitely are. As a matter of fact, tonight on NBC News, North Carolina was reported to have, in fact, Beth Thomas, a friend of mine and a retired teacher out there in North Carolina, was on NBC News, and Brian Williams talked about what and how in the many ways that North Carolina is being affected, and it showed the rolling green mountains of North Carolina on the Piedmont there. I lived in North Carolina as a kid for 3 years in Jacksonville, and now that state has in excess of 1 million illegal aliens, and they're making major impact. Now, we're in Colorado. We're a step away from the border, and we've got a 500,000 illegals, yet North Carolina's got 1 million. So you can imagine the magnification of the dilemmas facing those in North Carolina, and yet we also have many, many of those problems. Could you kind of speak to several of them specifically here in Colorado?
Well, certainly. I don't think the problems are unique to Colorado, but I can touch on, you know, Officer Donnie Young. I can touch on the costs of anchor babies in Colorado, and that's something I actually want to go into this hour if we have the time. You know, I've got a study in front of me that talks about over 10 years ago in California, the maternity costs for anchor babies were over $215 million and constituted 36% of all Medi-Cal births. Now they account for substantially more than half of all births, and those births are being paid for by you and me. They're not free. And to make it worse, all of those children are interpreted as citizens of the United States and instantly qualify for public welfare. They qualify to, through family chain migration, bring their families in. And go to Numbers USA. You'll see the story there of the effect on our population. The 500,000 illegal aliens we have in Colorado represent a huge portion of the population that should not be here and would not if we had the political will to just enforce the law as it is. We don't really need a lot of new laws to fix a lot of these social ills.
That's actually true. Michelle Malkin today came out with the fact that what's really going on is that we just allow the 8,000 immigration lawyers to tap into this unbelievable amount of money, and they keep everything boxed up and constipated, so much so that the courts are loaded with all of these appeals. And these illegal aliens keep staying here until they get to be free.
Well, they don't live in fear. They know that they've got the support of government officials. Look at what's has anybody heard anything recently about Elvira Arellano up in Chicago, flaunting the law, has been deported for Social Security violations, employment violations. She's holed up in a church, and they won't go get her. You know, they know that they can stay and flaunt the law. And all it takes is for American citizens to force their political officials to enforce the law. I mean, look at you mentioned a lot of websites at the beginning.
Yes.
And I wanted to add a couple more that I didn't hear. Center for Immigration Studies, CIS.org, has a lot of research on the issues of immigration. And GovTrack.us, GovTrack. Congress.us. You can find out a lot about the current bills that are going through Congress there. And one I wanted to call attention to today was H.R. 1940. It's called the Birthright Citizenship Act of 2007.
Right, exactly.
You can find out all about it at govtrack.us, but it's sponsored by Representative Nathan Deal out of Georgia and has 46 co-sponsors. I've got the list in front of me if any of your callers want to find out if their reps are on that list. But this would correctly interpret the 14th Amendment, which was never intended to give the rights of citizenship to people who are here illegally. It was intended to give citizenship to those who had no choice about being here, but found themselves here.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, that was 1498 again. Is that what the bill was?
It's 1940.
Okay, 1940. Because mm-hmm. Nathan Deal, a man I met about 3 years ago when I spoke in Georgia, he actually had H.R. Bill 698 at the time, and that was the stop anchor baby thing, but now he's refined it to 1940. And,
right. It's not the first time it's gone through. They've tried to go through many times, and right now the bill has just been introduced. It's been referred to the House Committee on the Judiciary.
Right.
So I encourage your listeners to call the representatives, sign on as co-sponsors, and that's what we can do.
Give us some figures on how many anchor babies are born in this country every year, and are you aware that there are actually websites out there that show illegal alien mothers how to get that baby across the borders?
I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised at much of anything anymore. I'll just tell you, Frosty, you probably know more about those numbers than I do. Numbers USA and websites like that are great places to go to get that information. I don't have it in front of me, but, there's in spring 2005, I've got something in front of me here that says annually between 300,000 and 350,000 anchor babies become citizens. I don't know how accurate that is. It's in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, so take that for what it's worth, but numbers probably higher than that.
Right, the last count was 383,000 in 2005, with what the final count came out of anchor babies.
So, there you go.
There you go.
So and it's not just it's not just the anchor babies. It's the fact that their families are eligible for services. It's the fact that when these babies become of age, they have unlimited family chain migration available to them. So it's an exponential problem.
Well, it truly is, and let me just fill in some of the costs on that. The average anchor baby gets birthed in a U.S. hospital under the EMTALA Act, and that birth, depending on the hospital, if it's a big city hospital, we're talking $8,000. If it's just a country hospital, $3,000 to $5,000. But the real kicker is that if the child is autistic or the child has a myocardial septal defect, which I'm now showing you some of my background as a hospital med tech.
Open your wallet.
Open your wallet, folks. You're talking $500,000 before the kid gets out of the hospital. And then the child then gets $1,600 per month as a child ward of the state with a problem. And then as the child goes into a special education, if it goes there, you're talking one-on-one teachers. We're talking no less than $40,000 to $50,000 a year just to take care of that child. And then for the kids that are healthy, you then have children that are costing the average taxpayer cost of a child across this country today is around, I think it's $9,600. It might be less or a little bit more depending on part of the country, but K through 12 figured out 383,000 anchor baby children. Think about $383,000 times $8,000 or $9,000 for the birth. Then start thinking about, that's just the minimum, of course. Then start thinking K through 12. That's kindergarten through 12th grade, times about $9,000 per year. And then start thinking about the free morning breakfast. Because here in Colorado, they're just getting free breakfast, because they're just not getting it at home. And then, of course, free lunch programs. Think about the cost.
And not just kids. In Colorado, adults can take advantage of that.
That's exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Richard Rankin. He is the director of the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps here in Colorado. And we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, and we're sitting here giving a great deal of information. Again, Richard Rankin, our guest this evening, and he talked about CIS.org. That's Center for Immigration Reform. It's Center for Immigration Studies.org, and that I've talked and enjoyed Stephen Camarada, certainly Mark Krikorian over the years. I've worked with them there in Washington, D.C., very knowledgeable, extraordinarily well-prepared. And everything you can find there, you can take it to the bank because it's right on the money. So that's an important website, CIS.org. Let's pursue a little further into these anchor babies here. Do you know the cost right here in Colorado so that people across the country can extrapolate a little bit on that?
Oh, no, I wish I did.
The Denver Post came out with $38.4 million just last year, $38.4 million.
Not surprising at all.
Yeah, so.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg, of course.
Tip of the iceberg, exactly.
Did you see this announcement today? President Bush is calling for $4.4 billion in accelerated funding to secure our borders.
Yeah, and I have that right in front of me, in fact. And one of the things that's so amazing about President Bush, he promises, after 6 years of doing nothing, he now promises that he's going to go down there and guard those borders. Now that we've got the 20,000 plus illegal aliens in the country, that's like telling you that you've already got 40 misfits, and child molesters, criminals, drug dealers. They've already broken into your home, and now the president
just trying to better themselves.
right. Trying to better themselves and have a better life. And now he's going to actually have the police come out and seal the doors and actually apply the laws of your front and back doors. But, of course, you already have those 40 different kinds of people into your house, and you get to support them. And the one thing is, it's so nightmarish about this, is that Robert Rector of the Heritage Foundation found out that it's going to cost us, you and me, $2.3 trillion at the very bare minimum to reestablish all these illegal aliens in our country.
That's right. And, of course, the only reason that he's willing to spend $4.4 billion now is that it's pretty clear nobody trusts the government after the promises they made in 1986. And Bush is trying to convince people that, you know, this time we're going to do it. This time we're really going to secure the border. I'd like to quote Senator Jim DeMint, though, from South Carolina, if I may. He said today in response to Bush's funding proposal, he said, and I quote, "I appreciate the effort to fund border security, but there's simply no reason why we should be forced to tie amnesty to it. If the administration was serious about fulfilling the border security promises, then this funding should have been supported long ago, not offered at the last minute to attract votes to a bad bill." Yeah, hear, hear.
Hear again. And Jeff Sessions said the same thing. Jeff Sessions came up. He is the senator from Alabama. And if you remember last year, Jeff Sessions jumped up when they had got the Senate Bill 2611, which was on the table and got passed 62-38. That bill jumped the immigration numbers, and he came up and said, we're going to have 200, and I think it was 217 million immigrants within 20 years that were going to be added to the United States of America if that bill passed. And so then they went back and jacked it around a little bit, and so that got down to only 67 million.
Only.
you sit there and you think, are these people completely out of their minds? Who in their right mind would want to dump another 67 million people on the United States with all the problems we already have with our schools? Certainly our grid. I was in gridlock traffic today. I came back from DIA. I sent my wife off.
Sorry.
And oh my, I got back. I was coming in on 70, and it was wall to wall at 345.
Sure.
And then trying to get on 270 going north to 25, bumper to bumper. And this was at 345. And by the time I got out of that, I got onto I-25 going north to 104th. It was bumper to bumper on I-25. And then finally, thankfully, around 520, I got off of 104. And then, of course, it's bumper to bumper on 104th. And ladies and gentlemen, Richard and I are living in a state of Colorado that added 1.3 million people in just the last 10 years, and the demographers tell us we're going to add another 6 million people in just 30 years. Richard, are we in trouble?
Absolutely, and all this after the American citizens, the American people, decided that they wanted a different future for our country, that they were tired of gridlock, tired of urban sprawl. And they changed, honestly, they changed their fertility habits. We've elected to slow down the growth rate in our country, to have a replacement birth level.
Correct.
But all of that work, all of those good decisions are for naught. 217 million people, that's almost double what we have today just in 20 years. It's just an unbelievable number of people. And, you know, people say, I represent the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. Our focus is secure the borders and force our government to do the job that the laws are already on the books. But those numbers, just think about 217 million people. We don't have an empty Western frontier anymore, right? We don't have a manifest destiny to fulfill. We do have a limited capacity. We have limited resources. We've already got the world's best and most generous system for lawful immigration. It's insanity.
It really is. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Richard Rankin, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to take calls from the folks out there across America, and Richard can answer them. Thanks for joining us. This is Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back in just a few moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening, of course, to The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly with Clint Eastwood. And, of course, as you know, across the nation, we have the good. That's you and me, the taxpayers of America, law-abiding. And you have the bad. You've got all sorts of bad politicians. You've got all sorts of corruption going on. And you've got the ugly, of course. And the ugly is that those who would come across our country's borders illegally and cause all sorts of ugly consequences, whether it's $120 billion a year worth of drugs smuggled into this country, addicting our children, causing mayhem in our communities, and all sorts of breakup of families and all sorts of other problems, drunken drivers, our hospitals being overloaded, the diseases that are coming in. You've got the ugliness of the hospitals that simply can't even sustain or maintain themselves. And then you also have prisons. Here in Colorado, about 7,300 prisoners are in our prisons, felony convicted illegal aliens. They've done all sorts of terrible things. They've killed people. They have maimed people. They have done burglaries. They have driven drunk. They've done so many terrible things to us, it's not even funny. Before we get back to Richard, though, I just need to make sure that all of you know that we have the pledge drive on here at Republic Broadcasting. You can go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Oh, the job, it is over. Okay, well, then we're just going to let that go for now. I hope each and every one of you had a chance to bring some appreciation into that. Richard, and although, if you have some questions, callers, 1-800-313-3333.
1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And really get some good answers from a top leader here in Colorado and what you can do in your own state to bring the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps to your community to really organize you and organize your group and start making a difference. And, of course, you've got all these other great websites, Fire Coalition with Jason Mrocek, the former captain of the United States Army out of West Point. I work with him. What a man. What an organization. He started firecoalition.com and also wehirealiens.com to help you to report those illegal aliens and get these employers in line with the law. Now, here in Colorado, you've got quite a few projects, Richard, that you've done in the last year. I'm privy to some of them. What have they been, and then what are some of the ones you're planning this summer?
Sure, and thanks again, Frosty. When you brought up good, bad, and ugly, I was hoping you weren't going some. Never mind. never mind. So Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, of course, our focus is border operations, northern and southern border, assisting the Border Patrol, eyes and ears. Our main mission is observe and report, and we have had increasing success at that. At first, the Border Patrol were pretty, well, you could characterize it a lot of different ways, but there wasn't a lot of cooperation at that point. Right. But our experience in the April border mission, for example, has been just stellar. The Border Patrol and the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps are definitely working together in a very coordinated fashion. The local chapters, there's a lot that can be done interior as well. All you have to do is look to Hazleton, Pennsylvania, Farmers Branch, Texas, places like that are setting the pace. Here in Colorado, our focus has been on employer education. And what I mean by that is teaching employers how they can stay, how they can employ ethical hiring practices. We teach them about the SAVE program, which is the systematic alien verification for entitlements. It allows an employer to make sure that the person is, in fact, authorized to work in the United States. We do interior what we call vigilance operations too, watching the highways for signs of human smuggling and so on. But there's no end to what a local chapter can do. Our volunteers are some of the most creative people I know. And like I said, Tuesday, really, I sit back in just amazement because the volunteers in our chapters are really the ones that get things done. I help coordinate. I help make sure they have what they need to be successful. But it's really ordinary, average citizens with jobs, with families that make this thing happen. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate their sacrifice. We'll be starting two new chapters here in Colorado, in fact. Our next chapter, we've got a chapter in Colorado Springs and a chapter in Denver. And our next chapter is going to be in the Loveland area. We're spinning that up next month. So that's pretty exciting. And volunteers in any state can do the same thing. We are looking for any areas where there's 25 or 30 or more like-minded people that want to start a local chapter. All they have to do is go to www.minutemanhq.com, and there's information there on how they can start a local chapter.
Yes, and one of the things I appreciate is not only do you have those local chapters organized, you've got monthly meetings, and you educate. And the key here is to educate. And hopefully you bring in speakers like Stan Weeks, who's been on the forefront of the House Bill 1313, to not only get it defeated, which is, for those of you out there across America, the Colorado Democratic Senate passed a bill that allowed just about anybody and their mother to come down and get a driver's license, and all they would have to show would be an electrical bill. All they have to show is that they had a receipt from the local gas station. I mean, it was that bad, and there was a concerted effort by Peter Boyles across the airwaves, and my hat's off to Peter Boyles. He's been stellar in his extraordinary work here in Colorado to get these bills defeated, and in fact, just a week ago, 1313 did get defeated, and so it shows you what individual action and collective action can do, and here in Colorado, you've been doing a great job. You've gone up to Summit County and done a few things. What did you do up there?
Summit County was a great operation. That was an employer outreach campaign, like I mentioned. We had volunteers blanket Summit County with information about the SAVE program. We talked to over 100 employers and gave them information about how to sign up for the SAVE basic pilot. We actually found several employers who were already using it voluntarily. One of them took us back. He was very proud of it, and hats off to him. You know, showed us the computer, hooked up to it, showed us how you just key in the information, and it spits back, you know, this person is authorized to work or not, needs further research. So, but it was great just to have the chance to talk to employers. The response was very positive. Only one out of the 100 or so that we talked to had any kind of negative reaction towards their volunteers. And frankly, that was more just of a, you know, you could tell they had a smirk on their face, bad attitude about it. But in no way is it a difficult thing for people to do. It's so easy. I have the Denver chapter has a volunteer who's in charge of that. And he was telling our members just last month how easy it is to do this thing. They did another operation similar to that in Lafayette. It's very easy to just take the information, go talk to a restaurant manager, say, you know, we're citizen volunteers. We're concerned about the illegal employment issues. And we've got some information for you about how you can hire authorized workers. So it's very easy.
It, you know, it really is easy. And as a matter of fact, one of the fellows here that I know, Greg, he goes around and gives out these pamphlets that shows how illegal and what the costs and the consequences are. And he goes it out to construction sites. Well, actually, I've gone to several of the places with the same little flyer, and I hand it to the manager of the store. And I can tell you right now, one of the lawbreakers here in Colorado is Chipotle's. It's got you go into Chipotle's, and you're looking at 99% Mexican workers, obviously illegal, can't speak a word of English, smiling like crazy because they're so happy to be here, and yet they're the ones that are having the anchor babies. They're the ones that are going out and getting drunk and driving illegal, of course, as far as every other aspect. And then, of course, Chipotle's themselves will not respond to any of my phone calls. So, again, I just keep handing out these things as I go. And then I just ask a lot. I'll go to places like Chili's. I say, does anybody work here that's illegally in this country? And I'm not going to come here if they are. Oh no, we check all ours for green cards. And okay, well, thank you very much. So the key is a little bit of pressure, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, absolutely right. And you know, wehirealiens.com. You mentioned that. You know, I should probably go check and see if Chipotle is there.
But they are.
Good.
I'm not the only person.
That's right. There are ways to apply pressure, economic pressure, political pressure, and we need to be doing everything we can. You know, frankly, Cesar Chavez would be aghast at what our executive branch is allowing to happen to our middle class. You know, these are jobs that Americans would do for a living wage. You know, we don't need more guest worker programs. We certainly don't need amnesty. What we need is to enforce the law.
That's correct, and we certainly don't need 400,000 Z visas every year, which is on this bill. If anyone doesn't appreciate that adding another 400,000 Z visas times 10 years, that gets you up to 4 million people, just quicker than you want to bat an eyelash. And we already have 14 million unemployed American citizens out there that are on the welfare rolls, on the assisted housing rolls, on the food stamp rolls, getting help in the hospital. I mean, how far do we want to go down this gopher hole is the real big question. For you, Richard, what do you see happening in Colorado in the future years? And because we are affected, even not as much as North Carolina is right now, but we're right in the target area of this massive invasion thing. What do you see as just a citizen, and what do you feel about it, and how do you feel about your country as it suffers this invasion, and certainly the state of Colorado?
Yeah, wow. You're going to tap into some deep-seated emotions there. It's it's just hard to imagine. You almost shy away from thinking about it because it can be depressing. My goodness,
don't even know where to start with the overpopulation, with the costs. I mean, we're bankrupting America. There's, you know, in my mind, there's no question about that. And if we don't change the path we're on, I'm very concerned for the future of our country. If we no longer respect the rule of law, if we're willing to bankrupt the middle class in order to import a slave wage class, what does that say for the future of our country? I think we are very focused on short-term profit at the expense of our country. And if that doesn't change, there may not be much left to fight for. It's a scary vision of the future.
But. Yeah, and I'm very much appreciative of what your vision is for us, because I've already seen
that's
it.
That's not my vision.
Well,
that's my fear.
My
vision is that citizens are going to stand up and force their senators to take action on this, and they're going to elect a president who's going to say something along the lines of, amnesty is amnesty. Giving forgiveness to 20 million people who have broken the law to get here, they're not just here to make a better life for themselves. They're breaking the law knowingly. And just like the guy who breaks into your home to make a better life for his family, that doesn't excuse the behavior. And, so my vision is that citizens are going to stand up and take this country back.
And that is one that I like. That's a vision I like. And at the same time, we still have a chance to do that. How long or how much further can we go down this rat hole of non-enforcement before that vision of the future, of a positive future, may be completely compromised, such as it is right there in Los Angeles right now, where you have Villaraigosa, the mayor, who is essentially a clone of Vicente Fox. He's more Mexican. In fact, he is Mexican, not American, and yet he is at the helm. He's at the controls of one of the largest cities in the United States of America, Los Angeles. And there are 3 million illegal aliens living there with the Special Order 40, which has been in effect since 1979, and they get to roam free. And, of course, the gangs have taken over, the poverty's taken over, the Spanish has taken over, and virtually Americans don't really and are not welcome there.
They get to roam free, and not only that, let's not forget the over 500,000 violent felon illegal aliens, criminal aliens that ICE has completely lost track of. We don't know where they are. They're fugitive illegal aliens. That's a vision of the country that I don't want to see spread. And yet, if you talk to organizations like La Raza, for the race, everything, for everyone else, nothing, that's their vision. That's what they want to see through the entire Southwest and for the whole continent if they could get it. You have Sears appointing a National Council of La Raza member to their board. They just don't get it. And I fear for that.
I really do, too. I'm always curious why somebody like you or I or many of the folks listening tonight, we understand it. We have a grasp of this. Of course, the fact that 400,000 Americans have joined into NumbersUSA.com just in the last year or so, making it one of the most powerful websites out there. Alipac's going crazy. So is the Fire Coalition. The reason, of course, is they're all being affected negatively in their communities day in and day out. What does it take to create the tipping point, and what does it take to create the critical mass that's going to change the vision to a positive one like you're looking forward to?
Right, and I guess I didn't answer your question directly either as far as timing. I'll go back and answer that. My personal feeling is that we've got a window of 18 months. We've got till the next presidential election. And if we elect another president that's going to continue this path we're on, I think we're done. I really feel passionately that this next presidential election is the most important election of our time. And as to why people don't get it or what we can do to create that critical mass, I think exactly what we're doing right now. We just keep talking about it. And talk has its limits, but talk is important. We have to educate people. We have to bring to light those things that Bush doesn't want to talk about, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the agreement with Vicente Fox and Martin. These are things that the average citizen out there really doesn't know about, and if they do hear about it, they think it's a conspiracy theory. So pointing them to reputable websites like the Center for Immigration Studies, like ALIPAC, like Numbers USA, you know, contacting your senators every day and telling them you want them to secure the border and end birthright citizenship and not make amnesty any part of that, contacting your representatives and telling them that you want to end birthright citizenship. These are things that every single American can do if they know that it needs to be done.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've contacted all 100 senators in the last two weeks, and it took me 2.5 hours. Tell me, how many people out there are watching Oprah every day? How many watch Days of Our Lives? How many of you mothers and grandmothers out there watch any of the reruns of Friends? How much would it take you to call the toll-free numbers and talk with the aides? And really, that's the key, is that you talk to them and you make an impact personally.
Absolutely right.
That's exactly right. Richard, we'll be right back with you after these commercial breaks. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Richard Rankin here in Denver, Colorado, the director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. Thanks for joining us. We'll return after these commercial breaks.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, another week of really informative information. I haven't seen my board light up. It lit up like crazy on Tuesday. Are there any phone callers on the line for the last part of the show here, Thomas?
Okay, Russ, we'll take a call here. If you have a quick comment or question, we have about 3 minutes. Please ask it of Richard, please.
Well, it's not really a question.
Yes, sir.
But he made it very cleverly, and I don't know if he understands what he's doing or not, but he made a clever distinction between citizen of the United States. He called these illegal aliens, I think at one time, the would-be citizens of the U.S. I don't remember how it went now because it's been too long since I started to call in.
Okay.
Everybody's bitching about these people getting away from driver's license and insurance and all that.
Sure.
Well, until the people in this country understand that you gave up your rights, you're not a citizen of the United States of America anymore. You became a United States citizen, an Article 14 citizen, Title 14, it's a federal citizen. So the courts throw it out because they're not a Title III court. They're not a correct court. All they can hear is corporation. And you, as a U.S. citizen, are part of the corporation. So don't bitch when you get stuck with a driving license violation. Don't complain about this illegal aliens or whatever, because the court that's listening to the case does not have jurisdiction. And they know it.
Okay, well, you have me completely confused on this thing. Richard, do you have a comment to this point of reference?
No.
I don't quite understand your point. I don't quite understand your point. So
the point is that I was born in this country.
Right.
I'm a citizen of the United States of America.
Yes, you are.
But when I got my driver's license, I checked off, am I a United States citizen? That's a 14th Amendment citizen, a federal citizen. Has nothing to do with, and in doing so, you gave up your constitutional rights under 1776 Constitution. You're under the 1948 Constitution for the corporation called the United States.
Okay, well, I understand that the 14th Amendment was made for and created for the slaves and the sons of slaves.
That's
and
what
daughters
they
of
want
slaves.
You to believe.
Okay, well, whatever that means, no matter what, at this point in time, the 14th Amendment is misinterpreted, and what Nathan Deal is trying to do is reinterpret it to make sure that those people who come to this country illegally and pregnant are not allowed to have a child that then becomes a de facto American citizen. The same thing has happened in Europe, the European Union. All countries have stopped the practice of anchor babies, and in fact, last year, and I wrote about it in my three-part series, Anchor Babies, the Abuse of the 14th Amendment. Ireland is the last country, and as of last year, they voted all kinds of laws into effect that no longer can anchor babies be born in Europe or in Ireland, and they will, if they are, they have one illegal alien parent, whatever, they're sent back to country of origin. So that's just simply the reality we face. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that comment. Richard, just before we get off the air tonight, do you have any comments, any websites, any ideas to give out there to folks across America that want to get involved?
I just encourage everyone one more time to go to www.minutemanhq.com. If there's not a local chapter in your area, get one started.
All right. Well, Richard, it's always an honor and a pleasure to talk with you, speak with you, and share the stage with you. And I'm sure we're going to be doing it many more times in the future. And I look forward to really spending the time with you and the Minutemen here in Colorado.
Thanks, Frosty. God bless.
God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being with us. Connecting the Dots, Frosty Wooldridge from Denver, Colorado, with Richard Rankin, the director of the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps here in Colorado. Good night, Godspeed, and God bless.
It's true.